keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Tuesday, February 19th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride, this wild and dystopic ride. I hope you had a decent President's Day, which is humorous. President's Day, you know, where do we go with that? Do we talk about was it Teddy Roosevelt or Woodrow Wilson who said that Edward Mandelhouse was his other self? Do we go there? Do we go to all of the plans that were cooked up by, you know, think tanks like the Brookings Institution? All of these great society, New Deal kinds of ideas. Do we go there? Do we go to Ralph McGahee's words that the CIA has never been a central intelligence agency, that it is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors? Do we go there? Or maybe do we talk about the presidencies of Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, Zachary Taylor, Warren G. Harding, JFK, maybe even Ronald Reagan. What gets presidents shot at? And sometimes in broad daylight. Do we talk about all of that? Anyway, President's Day is an interesting discussion if we could really talk about it. You know, I think it was Sinatra who reflected once and said, was asked, would you rather be the president? A guy who had the president over at his, at his home, was asked, would you rather be the president or, I'm paraphrasing, somebody else, and he basically said, I'd rather be the guy that tells the president what to do. So who is that guy? I want to get back to the Laurel Canyon scene, the subject, the music discussion, but for now, today we're going to focus on some related topical issues, technology, health, things of this nature. Friedrich Bastiat, remember, in Economic Sophisms, Bastiat wrote, when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men living in a society over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. And, you know, we've talked about it on this broadcast extensively, but that's the sort of system that we have today in America, and everything is trending as it has been planned to be, away from the individual toward this, you know, again, as Philip Bobbitt put it in The Shield of Achilles, a market state sort of climate. And there are innumerable problems with that. A corporation is not a living being, is not a man, if you will. Because of that, it has no conscience, has no soul, has no heart. And they tend, over the course of time, especially when you can you can instill a sort of ideology, ideological bent, along the lines of what Bastiat mentioned in Economic Sophisms. Over the course of time, you can create this kind of a system, and that's kind of where we're at today. Again, you know, Jefferson, in contravention to all of this, said, he wisely observed that the earth belongs in usufruct to the living, that the dead have neither right nor claim over it. And a corporation is a dead thing. So this is kind of the dilemma we find ourselves in today in a variety of ways, whether, you know, it's the cybernetic engineering of all things, or, you know, the technology, the corporations, the whatever perspective, you know, the flashy marketing that is, again, scientifically engineered based on, you know, Freudian research going back to the Bernaysian days. Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud. This marketing, you know, some of us grew up in a day when it was valued to have handmade signs. You know, those are the things that we look to today. People, you see all of this kind of retro and vintage styled content all around you. People going back and trying to find those kinds of signs, and yet at the same time, in a sort of cognitive dissonance, people are gravitating toward the shiny, flashy brands that are scientifically engineered to program them to behave a certain way, again, in Bernaysian fashion. So whatever angle you come at this discussion, we seem to be headed in a direction that is engineered to obsolete the individual. And so we'll talk a little bit about technology today, a little bit about cybernetics, a little bit about health. And it's all the same discussion. And again, you know, this all goes back to, I mean, it's all the same discussion, the military engineering of and the military intelligence complex engineering. I wonder what happens if we search Laurel Canyon and cybernetics. What do you think happens? Do we get anything? Probably. You know, I saw a Burning Man article over the weekend. By the way, we'll get back into this. But let me just say, if you start really looking into the Laurel Canyon counterculture era music scene and beyond, here are some of the things that you'll cross. Some of the subjects you'll bump into: the OSS, the CIA, the Air Force, Hollywood, obviously, mind control, CIA mind control in particular, including MK Ultra, MK Delta. Delta, obviously, you know, with the waves, you know, different wave patterns obviously correlates to music very easily. Operation Monarch, Operation Mockingbird. This is not a complete list. This is just some of the things. The Delphi Technique, FBI, COINTELPRO, the pornography industry. Remember, it was, you know, that one guy, I'm not even going to mention his name, who lived in Laurel Canyon. There's that whole episode, became a blockbuster movie. The pornography industry, pedophilia and pedophile rings, Marxism, the industrial strength Marxism, not just, you know, a few people sitting around a coffee table. Marxism, the Institute of Social Research, the Frankfurt School, as we touched on last week, the Esalen Institute, Hudson Institute, National Training Laboratories, Stanford Research Institute, Princeton, the School of Public and International Affairs at Princeton, number of related, Stanford area research programs that we've talked about. The Radio Project. Who's ever heard of the Radio Project? MIT, obviously. It's a wonder that anything good comes out of MIT these days, I would say, based on, you know, how, my goodness, you know, how conscripted. Harvard, Brookings Institution, RAND Corporation, Flow Laboratories, the Ditchley Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, the Rockefeller Foundation, eugenics, transhumanism, the Tavistock Institute, obviously. Technocracy. Satanism, again, the industrial strength brand, not just confused people who think that the law of attraction and the secret are a great thing. Eastern mysticism, the Theosophical Society, which again, you know, so many of these things are connected. Who has been funding the Theosophical Society for over 100 years? Speaking of Rockefeller and crew. The New Age movement, obviously, the Aquarian stuff. You know, I'll just call it Aquarian stuff. The Council on Foreign Relations, obviously, probabilism, positivism, the Club of Rome, NASA and JPL, of course, Jack Parsons, who partied in Laurel Canyon too, the drug epidemic, the war on drugs, the Monterey Pop Festival, San Francisco, you know, Haight-Ashbury, Woodstock, Summer of Love, blah, blah, blah. Remember, we're, you know, it's 50th anniversary this year. Burning Man, Coachella, and virtually every other major music concert and festival since. I'm trying to think of some clever amalgamation of cliches here, you know. Concert goers who stare at goats, or, you know, I don't know. There's something in there. So just about every, you know, major music festival, concert, etc., especially, you know, Burning Man, Coachella, those kinds of things. And again, remember Aaron Dyke's article about William Sargent, Dark General for the, what was the title of his article? William Sargent, Dark General in the Battle for the Mind. That's right. That's been almost 2 years ago. Anyway, William Sargent wrote that these concerts and, again, religious proceedings and other things that are designed a certain way, engineered a certain way, have the same effect as voodoo rituals, which is astonishing. So that's really kind of what's going on at these festivals. Speaking again of how these things are related, Eastern mysticism, Satanism, the Theosophical Society, and the New Age movement, Aquarian nonsense, all of that stuff, you know, is all, you can see it in the Burning Man, Coachella music festival kind of thematic elements. Whether it's just the esoteric, plausibly deniable branding and symbolism, or, you know, some of the lyrics, obviously, and just other things that happen at these events. You know, and obviously a number of bands and artists. We talked about a bunch of those last week. Jerry Brown and other notable political figures. Abigail Folger and Wojtek Frykowski, Wernher von Braun. Obviously, we played the clip last week. I suppose we have to mention Disney. You know, other peripheral figures like Aleister Crowley, Anton LaVey, Cyrus Vance, Charles Manson, and other serial killers. Terry Melcher, Winston Lord, Theodore Adorno, Max Horkheimer, Aldous Huxley. It's a very, you know, it's a very important sort of whatever, you know, package, I guess. What? How do you describe it? A very important bundle of subject matter, I guess, you know, that all sort of revolves around the Laurel Canyon counterculture era music scene. So we'll come back to that, but this other stuff is related. And the way that, you know, in particular, the way that the counterculture era was used, it was a sort of obviously another one of these social engineering projects, and largely cybernetic in its sort of influence, and the music coincided, and they sort of go back and forth. And so you come forward to today and see how the same influences are at work, and people have just gotten sort of used to the idea of being cybernetically engineered, apparently. Most people, I don't think, realize that they've just sort of what I would call acquiesced and capitulated to being cybernetically engineered. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Go down a list like that, especially of subjects that most people have never heard of, I think you run the risk of sort of defeating the purpose. You blunt the message a little bit. But I trust this audience is not does not suffer from that sort of cognitive atrophy, I guess. And, you know, hopefully you can sort of dive into the discussion. You know, continuing throughout the rest of the week, for instance. Maybe beyond, you know, again, because it's a big discussion. So, getting back to the health issue, the health subject, very interesting. You know, here's another bit of evidence. You know, there was another one of these high-profile incidents, but well, let me just put it this way. On Friday, I retweeted a post from WPLG Local 10 News about the active shooter situation. And I think they streamed it for, is that 64 hours? Is that what that is? I want to say 60 hours or so. Watch live, you know, and so capital letters, uppercase, watch live, and then active shooter situation reported at building outside Chicago. And so my retweeting of this included my message, sick. Many will argue, watch live, active shooter situation isn't meant as a titillating fear porn for the psychologically deranged and disturbed, i.e. us, U.S., to which I would counter, on the contrary, watch the Cavalier nightly news coverage of every murder, signs of the times. So, you know, if you watch the nightly, the local news coverage, there's a detachment from reality that I think is then projected onto and conveyed to the audience, to the watchers and the listeners. And it's a psychopathic, dehumanizing sort of detachment. It's deranged and disturbed. It's not normal to talk about, you know, someone, a tragic event where, you know, someone loses their life, for instance, and then just move on and chuckle with your coworkers and think that's not normal. That's the sign of a disturbed mind. And so I added, to underscore the point, according to Kevin Dutton's list in the Wisdom of Psychopaths, which I have two question marks parenthetically, the Wisdom of Psychopaths, and this, you know, morbid romantic fascination that this society seems to have with, you know, serial killers like Ted Bundy, Charles Manson. I mentioned media and journalists are among the top 10 career fields that attract sociopaths, i.e. those devoid of conscience and empathy. So anyway, this is part of what's happening in this society. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The reviews for Extendovite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendovite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendovite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendovite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's a serious situation. I don't think most people realize how serious. We'll play some clips. One in particular, maybe two in particular, and some other ones. But you know, man, I was asked over the weekend for help on what to do about child immunization vaccines. You know. And I started thinking about it. I think I'll write an article I already did. I mentioned some things. I'll give you some of the high points, but just the things that have been said, and you know, the mountains of evidence. Again, last Thursday when William in Montana and I were talking, you know, what he was saying, I believe it was last Thursday. When he was saying what he was saying, and I remarked, you know, if we could have an honest discussion, we could just be honest about what's going on. You know, the latest two videos from TruthStream Media, they actually admitted, uppercase admitted, there's no money in curing people. Crazy video. Probably play that. And then the latest video a few days ago, www.hivemind.progress. Brilliant. Brilliant. And horrifyingly, pathetically sad, but true. You know, if every American just subscribed to the TruthStream Media videos, imagine how different things would be. I think they'd be very different. And, you know, so my basic take, you know, we sort of get conscripted to the agenda of self-censorship and, you know, speaking of all the social engineering and cybernetic engineering, we all seem to fall prey to it. Even the most aware and informed of us. And again, this goes back to the truth thing. I have to get back to the way that Hayek put it in chapter 11, The End of Truth, in The Road to Serfdom, because it's really brilliant the way he articulated the issue. The overwhelming and pervasive nature of propaganda in a totalitarian system. And so, you know, it's ironic. We talk about this stuff, and I keep mentioning the impact of science on society, the impact of science on society. And I've suggested that the title could be The Impact of Technocracy on Society. But maybe science is better. Maybe it's more profound that way. You know, you start thinking about these titles. Again, Jaron Lanier, You Are Not a Gadget, A Manifesto. Brilliant. Or, you know, the opposite of that, Ray Kurzweil, The Age of Spiritual Machines. The title is horrific. It's a harbinger. It tells you all you need to know. And then you open it, you know, and you read in chapter 11, 2029, that, you know, direct neural pathways have been perfected within 10 years from now is what bad guys envision. And, they can bypass certain regions of the brain, including visual pattern recognition, long-term memory, and either augment or replace those functions with a neural implant, which is stuff, you know, again, that's one of the subjects that Aaron and Melissa address in the latest video. But this kind of research, you know, who would want to do that? And you start thinking about that visual pattern recognition and long-term memory. Why would someone specifically want to eradicate those areas of the brain of the common person so that you can't think and you can't recognize what's being done to you and to everyone, obviously? It's like the devil writes these books and says, is this okay? Are we gonna object? Well, we'll find a way to rationalize it, won't we? In this dialectical stew that we're in. So the impact of science on society. Bertrand Russell, with diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable, and any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy because the government will tell them that they're so. That was 1952, 53. It's shocking. When you actually read what technocrats have been writing. And again, the problem is that technocrats believe that everyone else is a bean. Not a person with feelings, with their own, you know, life compass, if you will, their own life directives, their own ambitions, their own will. No, just beans, just sheep to be herded, things to be directed. And you know what? In this digital age, people are so inefficient, and like, you know, Alan Watt has been telling us for years, messy, and they make mistakes and stuff. So, you know, bad guys just think, it's all too messy. It's too messy. Too many, too inefficient, too many. Well, yeah, some of that is the beauty of life. Sometimes we learn the greatest lessons in our mistakes. Sometimes there's art and beauty in the imperfection, as has been observed to the point of cliche. So if we engineer all of that out, what a horrible hell on earth that would be. But this is the impact of science on society. And so you read these things, a society predominated by the impact of science on society is not a good thing. It's tyrannical. It's oppressive. It's dehumanizing. It's not good. A balance, a healthy balance of science is a good thing. And again, under the umbrella of conscience and morality, that should go without saying. But obviously it does not, apparently, you know. And again, the latest two videos from True Stream Media prove that. They actually admitted there's no money in curing is a great one. We'll talk more about that. But, you know, I started thinking about this vaccine issue, and can we just be frank? Here's how I feel about the issue, frankly. Based on countless hours of research over a period of more than a decade, you know, and at what point do I have to stop excusing myself and, you know, couching things and prefacing, and what can I just be blunt and say, based on countless hours of research over a period of more than a decade, and the folks that want to argue with you, how much homework have they done? What have they read? And the cognitive dissonance, the schizophrenia that's entertained, but don't worry, there's a pill for that from the people that want to drug you and profit and not have you figure it out. Based on countless hours of research over a period of more than a decade, I have come to the conclusion, my well-founded conjecture, shall we say, is that vaccines are nothing more than a bioweapon as part of a vast behavior modification / eugenics / dysgenics / elimination program. Speaking of dysgenics, Jay Dyer just did an interesting piece. Where is that? Jay's analysis. Recently, that was actually very informative. Where is that? It's annoying when you can't quite put your fingers on stuff. So, you know, you have, speaking of all of this, well, so you go to jaysanalysis.com. This was January 29th that he published it. Why does the father of mass vaccinations, Jonas Salk, want to kill everyone? Well, because he's a eugenicist, and that's what they all, you know, that's their deal. So he talks about, you know, full talk and analysis of Salk's book, The Survival of the Wisest. Sounds like, you know, the eugenicist, what's his name, who coined the term survival of the fittest, which was, you know, after reading Darwin's book. So Galton coins, you know, cousin Francis Galton coins the term eugenics. And then Oh, gosh. What is the name of that guy? No, I can't remember his name. Too much stuff. Survival of the Fittest, coined by Herbert Spencer, that's right, who was a eugenicist, a Darwinian eugenicist, which is kind of redundant. But so anyway, Jay Dyer talks about Jonas Salk and the Survival of the Wisest, published in 1972. And for more on that, you know, you can go to places like CorbettReport.com and watch and read James's piece, Polio Vaccine Causes Polio. What? No. Yeah, and go back in the Wayback Machine and see, for example, he has a number of mainstream articles, BBC, USA Today, National Institutes of Health, the NCBI, you know. It's amazing what you can dig up just over at NCBI, for example. There's all kinds of astonishing stuff. It's like it's not even watched over there. It's really not. there's some pretty shocking stuff. So anyway, my well-founded conjecture after more than a decade is that vaccines are nothing more than a bioweapon as part of a vast behavior modification, eugenics, dysgenics, eliminationist program maintained by what I commonly refer to, obviously, as the Ivy League death cult. And, you know, I think Bertrand Russell put it very aptly. Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from an early age. There's a massive uptick in the vaccine schedule since 1950, when maybe a handful, you know, people got maybe a handful of shots. Then a bunch of them got polio, but you know, that was a total mistake. Never mind that. We skip forward to incidents like the swine flu incident, you know, and then what was it? Just in the last few years, people getting paid millions in settlements as a result of H1N1 vaccine injury, you know. There's a Natural Society article, brain damage victims of swine flu vaccine won $63 million lawsuit. And then the subtitle of the article, GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, has paid out $9.1 billion since 2003. Did you realize that? I think that was a 2015 article. So in less than two decades, no wonder, you know, if GSK can pay out $9.1 billion, I guess business is good, huh? Never mind the fact that if you or I started a company that does these kinds of things, that permanently injures or kills people with the products we make, and you know, advertises it. Side effects may include death or permanent injury. Bleeding out places that you shouldn't be bleeding. You know, all kinds of bad things happening. Psychological disorders. You name it. Side effects may include death. If you or I made a product like that, we would probably be in prison. Rightfully so. Meanwhile, you know, as Aaron and Melissa Dykes noted in their recent video, I guess, you know, there's some truth in advertising, some honesty in advertising. There are folks, for example, you know, Goldman Sachs analysts who entertained the question, you know, are cures really financially sustainable? They're not really, cures aren't really profitable. So, you know, should we really be doing this? By the way, they actually admitted there's no money in curing people. It is great for the whole HPV myth, which, you know, we've covered on this broadcast in the past, and obviously has been extensively covered on this network and other places. But, you know, so now, while President Trump is saying, you know, he and Alec Baldwin are going back and forth about Mexico and Mexicans and all of the horrible things that go along with that, scientists in Mexico, apparently, the article, Mexican scientist cures the human papillomavirus. That was published, what was that, a couple of weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? This scientific achievement was accomplished through photodynamic therapy, a non-invasive technique. Wow. There's no money in that, though, so you know, you'll probably never hear about it again. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Crazy stuff. You know, do a quick search. Prove me wrong. If you search this headline, Mexican scientist cures the human papillomavirus. Pick your favorite search engine and see, that should be huge news, right? CNN, Fox, ABC, NBC, there's a 60-minute segment. She's being interviewed. Eva Ramon Gallegos. Hooray! They cured HPV. Cured it. Non-invasive technique. Outstanding. She's up for the Nobel Peace Prize, right? Nope. Donald Trump is, just like, was it Shinzo Abe who nominated him? Who cares? Just like Barack, just like everybody else, every other puppet. Is this woman up for a Nobel Peace Prize? Curing HPV. So, CNN, Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS. Everybody's doing a segment. They're at least talking about it, right? It's a hot talking point. You do a search. No, nothing. GovernmentSlaves.news, HealthImpactNews.com, Reddit. How about a news search? Yahoo, there you go. Yahoo News. And what else? Well, there's a Snopes entry. Did a Mexican researcher develop a potential treatment for HIV? No, that's not the story. The story is a cure, potential treatment. Unbelievable. A Snopes entry already. And, obviously this network and other folks, James Corbett, lots of people have covered the disingenuous nature of Snopes. Isn't it crazy? You got mainstream news and then you have to have outlets like Snopes. Did a Mexican researcher develop a potential treatment for HPV? They probably passed the hat for this kind of stuff, and Goldman Sachs probably paid for this entry. But it's actually listed as true, so that's, just knowing that it's on Snopes kind of, But again, it's disingenuous at the very least. Did a Mexican researcher develop a potential treatment? No, the story is it's a cure. 100%. 100% is not a potential treatment. That's a cure. But, like Aaron Melissa Dykes observed, there's no money in stories like this. So, there's no money in health. CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. Oh, yeah, and prevention sometimes. Maybe for some people. Stick around. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.